Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green Counting program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest back with us once again is the president of Beta Tau Delta, who's celebrating their 100th anniversary here in Jefferson this year, and Sandra Drury joining us once again. And so, Sandra, if you wouldn't mind, I know we talked about before about some of the past things that the sorority has done for children here in Green County, but can you tell us, is there anything else that's coming up here as you kind of roll back on the last few months of your 100th year celebration this year?
We don't meet during the summer months, so our beginning of our year will be in September.
Okay.
And at that time, we will have some more discussion, see if there's anything else that we want to do. So there may be a few things left.
Now, I know that one of the big driving factors, the missions for your organization is you really do support the youth of Green County.
Right.
How important is it to just continue that tradition with Beta Tau Delta?
That's what we're all about.
Right.
That's absolutely what we're all about. And we're not just centered on certain things, so we're always happy to learn about other needs. And it doesn't have to be a group of children. It can be an individual need as well. So we always encourage people to let us know. One other thing that we do annually that I forgot to mention is an annual zoo trip that we sponsor for the second graders of Green County, not just the children in Jefferson. So every year in the fall, we provide the funding for everything that's involved in a trip for the second graders to go to the Blanks Park Zoo. And then our beta members go along also to help, to be extra pairs of hands for the teachers, and we love that. We pay for the meal, we pay for the transportation costs. I think we just cover everything so that children get to have that experience. And many of them have not been to the Blank Park Zoo or on a big field trip like that. So it's pretty special.
Obviously, it's not just yourself that goes out there and does all these things. I'm sure you've got quite an organization. You have to be around for 100 years helping you along the way. Can you just share with us some information about if somebody is interested in wanting to be a member of the sorority?
We have about 22 members right now, so we're not a real big organization. But at our last meeting in May, we initiated 3 new members, and we're excited that at our September meeting, we'll probably be initiating 2 or maybe 3 more members. So we would be very excited to have any new members, and if someone's interested in joining, they can contact me or any other member and just let us know.
Now, is there any requirements or things that people should know about ahead of time before they give you a contact about being a member?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Anyone who's interested in supporting children's charities, supporting children in our community.
And then could you tell us why you continue to be a member and this year president of the organization?
Well, I love the mission and the purpose of the organization, doing things for children, of course. The reason I'm the president, I think, is just because I'm taking my turn. You know, in a small organization, everyone has to step up to the plate. And I have been a secretary in the past, and it's just my turn to be the president, so I'm happy to do it.
How long have you been serving with Beta?
I think I've probably been a member for about 12 or 15 years.
What's the most impressive thing that you found out being president in such a marquee year of being your 100-year celebration?
You know, I think the thing about this is that any of these projects you couldn't do by yourself, but the power of a group of people working together to support a cause or to help where it's needed, that's just really critical. And so it's important that, it's important to me anyway, to be a part of something where you can see results and where you're doing something for the good of others.
All right, and as we begin to wind down our program, is there any other final comments you want to make that we may not have covered in our program already?
I really didn't come close to telling about all the things that we've supported in the community. There are so many, many things. We contribute to the after prom party. We purchased a starting block for the swimming team. I mentioned the web house. We have done specialized equipment such as hearing aids and adaptive devices and infant feeding tubes for children in need. So it's just a wide range of things that we do. And one last comment I would like to make is I really want to thank the community for their support, because of course we couldn't do this without the support of our community. We don't have a community chest drive here in Jefferson anymore, and so I think this kind of fills that need. Businesses and individuals both are very supportive of our projects and contribute very well to the projects that Beta Tau Delta has. So we want to thank the community for that.
Now, a while ago you'd mentioned about contacting you if somebody was interested in being a member of your organization. Can you give us your contact information for people?
Sure. My home phone number is 515-386-4081, and my cell phone number is 515-664-5614. So you can contact me or contact me in person.
And that's our guest once again for our Community State Bank in Peyton. Let's Talk Green County program for today. We have the president of Beta Tau Delta, Sandra Drury, joining us once again as the sorority is celebrating the 100th anniversary this year. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.